This is our third Sunday studying the last two chapters of Revelation, and our final Sunday. We learned about God's renewal, the new heaven and the new earth, on the first Sunday. On the second Sunday, we heard about God's city, a new city, and what the city will look like. It will have gates that are wide open to all who love God and want to be in community with God and God's people. Today, John's vision shows us more about who God is and the welcoming nature of God's kingdom. So listen to the scripture with fresh ears. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by its gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come, and let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. And thus ends the book of Revelation. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? Open our ears, Lord God, to hear your word. Open our minds that new truths might be revealed, and open our hearts to respond with compassion and love. Amen. Do you remember this? I'll sing it, and you tell me what it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Cope. I am stuck on bum bum, cause bum bum's stuck on me. Band-aid. You deserve a break today, so get up and get away to
McDonald's.
Yes. The best part of waking up is
soldiers in your cup.
Good, good, good. And finally, two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on sesame seed bun. Yes, very good. These are all commercials, old commercial jingles, advertising. And what is advertising exactly? It's simply a catchy way to invite you to buy something. And you can't remember to buy it if you don't remember it. Right? So our scripture today from Revelation contains the words come or coming 6 different times. And I think it's helpful to understand who's talking and who's listening in this passage. So John is having this vision, whoever this John guy is. For much of the vision, he's with this angel who explains things so that John can understand what the vision means. But the part of the vision that we read today appears to be Jesus speaking to John. The passage begins with Jesus saying, see, I'm coming soon. And at the end, Jesus says, surely I'm coming soon. Then the statement is made by the storyteller, I guess John, "Come, Lord Jesus." It is a pleading, a calling for Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we say this when things are terrible. Please come, Lord Jesus. But in the middle of the passage is this invitation. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let everyone who hears say, "Come." And let everyone who is thirsty, come. It's an invitation. Through this vision, God is offering us an invitation. An invitation to be in communion with God. To live in the reality that is God's reality. The call of the world is loud. It's really loud. And it calls us not to God. It calls us to care for ourselves. Take care of number one. Do more to secure your own well-being. Make more money. Buy more things so that you can be happier. Be more comfortable. God's call it's opposed to that. God calls us. But does God need some jingle so we'll remember? We remember all these things like McDonald's and Alka-Seltzer. Do we remember God? And do we hear God's call? We need this constant reminder because the world is so loud. That God calls us to a more lasting life, a better life. And oh, we are thirsty people. We are thirsty for that which gives us life, because the world does not give us life. We are thirsty for meaning, thirsty for love, and thirsty to give back.
Children of God, the claim that we are in community. We do this. Baptism is a communal experience. Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water as a gift of life. Come and give thanks for all those who have lived out their baptism to help you. All those who have answered the call to come to God. How will you live out your baptism? How will you answer that call?